South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon has won a significant concession from the government to help protect local industry from foreign competition. For years, he and the finance minister have clashed over how the government spends its $60 billion annual procurement bill, with the government arguing giving local business an advantage in bidding for taxpayer-funded contracts would damage Australia's free trade credentials. Senator Xenophon has now won that argument, extracting a stunning philosophical U-turn from the government as the price for his support for its ABCC legislation. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
It's a political masterstroke for Nick Xenophon, who, for a few hours in the Senate last night, took effective control of the government's agenda.
I almost feel like a minister without the pay rise.
He's forced the coalition into giving local industry a big advantage in competing for the $60 billion annual government procurement bill, covering everything from staplers to submarines.
This is a big deal. This is a significant, massive change in procurement laws in this country, and I absolutely commend the government for going down this path.
That's not exactly how the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, put it last night when he casually unveiled the new policy to a surprised Senate.
I'm pleased to inform the Senate that the government has agreed on some improvements to the Commonwealth procurement rules.
The biggest changes to Commonwealth procurement rules we have seen in many years.
Suppliers bidding for a slice of government projects worth more than $4 million will have to show they're sourcing locally produced materials, contributing to local employment and skills, benefiting the wider economy, and complying with local product standards. That last one's important. It gives locally made steel an immediate advantage over Chinese steel suppliers who, it's argued, provide low-quality, low-cost product to the Australian market. The move stunned the Labor Party. Shadow Industry Minister Kim Carr spent much of his political career fighting for exactly what Senator Cormann and Senator Xenophon had just unveiled.
I congratulate the proponents of this measure. It's unusual for me to do that. I acknowledge that this is a very significant change which the Labor Party supports.
And when he examined the details of what suppliers will need to prove to the government, he was even happier.
Whether or not they're ethical employers, occupational health and safety, environmental impacts, these are very good measures.
So incredulous was the Labor stalwart that he wondered whether it was all real or just a draft proposal.
Is this actually a decision of government or an intention of government?
Senator Cormann assured him the rules are set in stone and they'll come in next March.
That is a commitment that the government has made. It's a decision the government has made.
The government made the commitment to Senator Xenophon to get his support for its legislation to reinstate the building industry watchdog, known as the ABCC. It dearly wants the bill passed by the end of the week.
The government desperate to find a mechanism by which it can secure a majority in this chamber to do over building workers. And this is what disturbs me. This is good measures. These are good measures. But why should building workers have to pay for them?